Hey, hey, what's up? This is Chris Guillebeau with Side Hustle School. Got something really fun for you today. I am recording live in New York City, been traveling around as usual. And more important for you, today we have our third extended cut. And this is a bit of a longer episode. If you're new to Side Hustle School, or also because it's been 30 episodes since our last extended cut, as you know, every day there's a new episode featuring a short story of someone who starts a hustle. And once a month, I do kind of a deeper dive into a specific topic. And since I started the series, the topic has always come from listeners. So the first extended cut was all about the power of observation and how ideas are everywhere. One of the most valuable skills you can learn is about how to use your curiosity for income generating projects. The second extended cut was all about starter platforms and websites you can go to start making money right away. So did a whole overview of that process and talked about which ones might be best for you. You can listen to those episodes and also find all the links and resources by going to sidehustleschool.com/extended. And the notes for today's episode will also be on that same page. Now, for our focus today, I want to talk about how to build a website, specifically how to build a website in 90 minutes. A lot of people have questions about designing their first website, getting it up, and sometimes what's best for you is not what's best for someone else, but there really are some basic fundamentals you can learn that will apply no matter what you're doing. If you've built websites before, you have some experience doing that, you may not need this special episode. But for everybody else, I'm going to jump right into this question of how do we build a website in 90 minutes, right after a brief message from today's sponsor. So first, maybe it's good to ask the question, do you actually need a website? And the best answer to that is probably. There are some side hustles I talk about that don't require a website, or are built entirely on somebody else's platform, but probably a majority of them need to have some kind of website. And even if you're using someone else's platform, eventually you may very well want to transition to your own, or at least have some kind of portfolio site. So you can think of your website as your online home. Do you really want to be homeless? Sooner or later, you're probably going to need one. And there are several different ways to do it. One thing you do not need to do is become a website designer or a website developer. I think it's important to obtain working knowledge or working proficiency in some online tools. But unless you already have a lot of technical skills, it's probably going to be a better use of your time to focus on your hustle itself. What are you making? Whom are you serving? How can you take your idea and turn it into an offer? How can you get that offer out into the world? All the stuff that I usually talk about in the show. But working proficiency is kind of like being a tourist. Imagine you go to a foreign country and you're just there for a brief period of time. You know you're not going to learn the language. You're certainly not going to master anything in your few days or a few weeks in that country, but you're probably going to learn at least a few words, if not more. So you certainly don't need to be fluent, but it's definitely better if you know a little. And that's what I think about when it comes to websites. So let's talk first about getting a domain name. A domain name is the address of your website. Sidehustleschool.com, which you hear me say every day on the show, is a domain name. Catphotos.org is a domain name. You have to pay an annual fee for each domain you register, but it's cheap and they're easy to get. So domains usually cost about $10 a year, maybe sometimes a bit more, sometimes a bit less, but not much. And they're really so cheap that if you see a domain you like, if you have an idea and then you go and check, is it available? And it is, you should probably just go ahead and buy it. Because for $10, why not at least give yourself the option of doing something with that at some point? You can get your domain name from any web hosting company or what's called a registrar online. And then on the registrar site or the web hosting company site, you check to see if the domain you want is available. And if it's not, you keep searching for alternatives until you find something you do want. Now, obviously, there are a lot of people registering a lot of domains every day. So the odds that you're going to find something amazing right on your first try aren't great. But usually with enough searching, you can find something that works. The .com is definitely the best. But if it's not available, you can also register a different extension like .net, .org, .me, .biz. There are many others. It's usually best to go with one of those better known ones than something totally random. But the point is there are a lot of alternatives. Some of those extensions may actually cost a bit more than $10 a year. And if it's a little more, it's okay to pay it. If it's a lot more, it's probably not worth it. And now once you have a domain name, that domain name is yours. You can do whatever you want with it. You can leave it parked with nothing there. You could just forward it to an online profile, social media account, or most commonly, you're going to assign it to a web host account. And that's what we'll talk about next. So that's really simple. Now let's talk about web hosting. So the domain name is your website's address. A web host is where your website actually lives. So web hosts are companies that provide space on a server, either owned or leased for use by clients. And it's the whole job of the web host to allow you to get your content up and to use that domain name that you've registered. We'll talk a bit more about how that works next. First, make sure you know that once you have a domain, you need to assign it to a hosting account. Now, I have a recommendation for a web host. It's the same one I use for a lot of stuff. It's super cheap. For most people, it currently costs less than $5 a month for your whole hosting plan. And if you register your domain direct from them, they'll actually do that assigning process for you automatically. But if you buy it elsewhere, that's totally fine too. You just need to tell the other place to redirect the settings over to the host. And that's the actual request that you'll make from the registrar. So if you're not sure what it means, okay, now I have a web hosting account. The domain is registered somewhere else. So I need to tell that registrar or wherever I got the domain to redirect the settings to my new web host. Now, it's also important to understand what your web host does and what it doesn't do. So you can think of it like renting a kiosk at the mall. Say you have an idea to do a pop-up shop and you rent this kiosk. Well, the mall assigns it to you. It's for your use as long as you pay the lease. It's waiting for you to do whatever you want with it, stock the shelves, decorate it. But whatever you do is kind of up to you. It's just an empty kiosk. So a web host is the empty kiosk for your website. Once you have it set up, then we move to the next step of decorating it and stocking the shelves and making it into whatever you want it to be. Okay, so now you have your domain and then you have a hosting account. So you've got your address and you've got a place to live, but it's just an empty home. It's like that kiosk at the mall. You have to do something with it. Now, here you have a few different options. Basically, you need what's called a CMS, which means content management system. And that's what will allow you to put pictures and text and a shopping cart and all those cat videos or whatever else you want to have on your website. The content management system is the platform that allows you to upload and edit and customize whatever it is you want people to see. Now, by far, the most familiar, most popular content management system these days is WordPress. WordPress is the same platform I use for most of my websites. There are literally millions of websites built on WordPress. You can install WordPress in 5 minutes. They actually have an installation process called the 5-minute installation. Or if you have your website with the company I recommend, they'll actually do it for you for free. Now, it's not only the installation that's free, it gets better. WordPress itself is completely free, which is, of course, awesome. They do have some paid solutions. If you go to WordPress.com, you'll see those paid offers. But to get the WordPress platform and install it on your new website, you do that through WordPress.org. So keep that in mind. If you see there's a cost for it somewhere, you're probably looking at the wrong site. WordPress is easy to learn. I like to say it's so easy that even I can figure it out. I am very much like that tourist who goes to a different country and is never going to learn the language, but tries to develop a bit of a working proficiency, or at least tries not to embarrass himself. So I'm very comfortable using it. And it's also so advanced that if you do have technical skills and you know what you're doing, you can use it to trick out all kinds of websites. Like I said, we've used WordPress to build several of my sites, including my main blog, chrisgillibeau.com, including cytosolschool.com. So you really can do so much with it. It's why it's so popular, and it would probably be my number one recommendation to you as well when you're first getting started. There are a couple of alternatives that I'll mention just briefly. One of them is Shopify. I talk about them on the show sometimes too. If you go to shopify.com/sidehustle, you can get a free 21-day trial with their service. So Shopify is its own content management system. If you have Shopify, you don't need WordPress. You will use their system. Even though WordPress is easy, Shopify might actually be easier. And it's not just that it's easier, it's really good for e-commerce. So if you're selling something, especially if you're selling a physical product that has a fixed quantity, like you might run out at a certain point, you have to make some more, Shopify is great for that. So if you don't want to mess with WordPress, consider Shopify. Squarespace is another alternative. I don't have a ton of experience with it myself, but a number of my readers and listeners do. And I also think it's very user-friendly. And it does have a reputation for being user-friendly and reliable. So the issue with Squarespace and Shopify and Mix and some others is that naturally these companies charge for their service. So instead of paying $5 a month or less for your web hosting, you're probably going to pay more like $29 a month, maybe $50 a month, maybe $100 a month or even more, depending on what you want to use the service for. So there's a bit more cost, but for a lot of people, it's definitely worth it. So let's assume that you've chosen WordPress, which is used by millions of people, including me. You have your domain name, you have your web host now, you've installed WordPress. Now you have the ability to create pages, to create posts, to upload photos, video, other content, all kinds of different stuff. But what you don't have, at least at this point, is any kind of website design. And in WordPress terminology, they call this a theme. Now, there are thousands of WordPress themes available. You can start by looking at wordpress.org/themes. And just like WordPress itself, a lot of the themes are completely free. So basically, you can download one of those themes, add it to your WordPress, which is not hard at all. Of course, you choose a theme that you like. You can usually customize it a little. And now, at least to start with, you have your basic website. And it's just a matter of creating that content. Your homepage, your about page, your offer page, whatever else you want to do with your site. Now, I will say about themes and design in general, I mentioned that there are a lot of free themes. That's totally great. However, if you're going to make any kind of investment in this process, this is where you should do it. Because even a little investment in design and customization can go a long way. So there are some themes for sale that might be a bit nicer than all the free themes. Or you can hire a website designer to customize a theme for you, or even build one for you from scratch. And these days, pretty much all the work I do is custom. If I'm going to create a project like Side Hustle School, you know, I spend several months creating it. I've been doing this a long time. I believe in the value of good design and branding. And I do think it's worth investing in when the time is right. But I also know that a lot of Side Hustle School listeners are just starting out in this world. And when you're just starting out, you really don't need a ton of custom work. So maybe it's something you consider once you begin to see some initial success, or you believe that your project is viable. And if you do want to invest a little upfront, say you are willing to put some money in, or you just want to save time and have somebody do everything for you, a great source to look for an entry-level designer is Upwork.com. And if you go to Upwork, you can find all kinds of designers and developers from all over the world who will essentially compete or bid for your business. And that can be great even if you just want to get a custom logo. Like you feel like you don't need a fancy website, you just need something really basic. But it would be nice if you had a logo or a custom header or just something to show the world what you're all about. Well, that can be a relatively low-cost investment through Upwork.com. All right, so we talked about getting a domain name, which is the address of your website. We talked about where your website lives. That's the website host. Then you need something called a CMS, content management system. That's going to allow you to actually publish information, text, photos, video, something for sale. The most common CMS is WordPress. It can be totally free. They also have paid options, but if you just go to wordpress.org, you can get that basic platform completely free. If you use the hosting company I recommend, they will actually install WordPress for you at no charge. But it's also not that complicated. If you have a different web host, that's totally fine. Pretty much any host should be able to tell you very easily, here's how you install WordPress using our system. So what else is there? Well, there's really not a lot. If you did everything I told you about, or if you go away and you do it, you really can have a basic website in 90 minutes or less. Now, obviously, this is not the comprehensive become a website designer in 90 minutes extended cut. And most likely over time, you're going to spend a lot more than 90 minutes on your website. There are many days that I spend more than 90 minutes working on my website. But the steps I told you about really can be enough to get you up and running. And that is the goal. Like, that is what it's all about. Because once you're up and running, you can always choose to learn more. You can choose to get some help. You could hire someone on Upwork to make the cat video site of your dreams. There are all sorts of options and opportunities, but it all starts with that foundation of having a basic website. I talked about a number of different resources in this episode. If you want to find links to all of them, just go to sidehustleschool.com/extended. And there you can also hear the previous extended cuts and see the links for those. Once again, that's sidehustleschool.com/extended. As always, I hope this was helpful to you, and I hope it helps you take action. If you do build a website in 90 minutes or less, I would love to see it, so let me know. And whether virtually or in person somewhere, I will be cheering you on. I'm Chris Guillebeau. Thank you for listening, and good luck with your website.